59 of the 61 first place votes in the AP Top 25, 51 of 53 in the coaches Top 25, and I think the Oregon Ducks can thank the Georgia Bulldogs for that,
indeed,
everybody.
Which we can talk about Texas-Georgia in a little bit, but yeah, Ducks.
Well, I mean, we could talk about that Texas-Georgia game right now because that is the reason why Oregon is number one. We talked about this last week, right? Mm-hmm. There was some fans of Oregon. Hell, I thought it would be the part that was astonishing to me was the media members on the national level that were saying, hey, Oregon should be getting a little bit more credit because they have the best win in college football this year. They should be number one. But last week, the whole thing was, dude, just let this whole thing play out because
Texas hadn't done nothing to fall down. They beat the brakes off Oklahoma in the Red River Rivalry.
And look, if they shouldn't be unseated as number one until they do something that says you shouldn't be number one. It was week seven. And right now, like, it is great. Oregon being ranked the number one team in the country, they're getting they're getting their flowers for having the most impressive resume of the unbeatens to this point, right? When you look at their strength of schedule and the strength of opponents of the unbeaten teams, they are, I mean, I don't think it's particularly close. I think Oregon has played, I was reading a Ross Dellinger article today, Oregon has played the 28th toughest schedule, and Penn State's is 57th.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the other one that you're going to look at. Miami, I think, has played the 45th toughest schedule. And then BYU has played the 32nd toughest schedule. Yeah. BYU's not getting enough credit.
No.
But they don't have that marquee win.
Yeah, and most of the top
Oregon has a marquee win in there.
Most of the top 10 teams in the country have not played a difficult schedule.
No. But
it gets more difficult than the final 5 weeks.
No different than any other year in college football. And that's why, you know, being the number one ranked team in the country is a great thing for your fan base. It means nothing right now.
It doesn't mean anything until the final 3 weeks.
Look, at 6:45 tonight, Dan Lanning will have his weekly press conference, and it'll be the first one that he speaks to the media, first time he speaks to the media since Oregon has been ranked number one. And you can almost, like, you telegraph this one.
It doesn't matter.
All the way to the bank. Yeah, I guess that's cool for everybody else, but for us, it means nothing. We're just going to keep on rolling along. It is really good, though, to be acknowledged as the number one team in the country, and it's been a really long time since Oregon's been ranked number one. I mean, it's 2013, I think, was the last time Oregon was ranked number one. That's a long stretch. It's a decade.
Can I say something?
Yes,
I don't want to poop on it. This is not meant to poop on anything.
No,
because I'm not a party pooper. I don't poop at parties. I feel like somehow this will get pooped on because of the down years that, like, Alabama and Georgia are having. And so people will look at this as a year where, like, oh, well, somebody else had to go be number one because those guys had a down year, so it's not really the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, who cares?
No.
Yeah, I know. That's gonna be... But, look, in the grand scheme of things, every year you have that revolving door around the top of teams. And again, being ranked number one at week eight, heading into week nine, I guess it is, after 8 weeks, it's great.
It's fantastic.
But it does
not
really mean anything unless you finish this thing off. And that's the hardest thing to do is now you legitimately have the bullseye on your back. They have done everything in their power to earn the number one ranking, right? Which is you beat everybody on your schedule. You beat Ohio State. That is that's a hallmark win. Hang your hat on that kind of win. But this is just kind of the way that it is. And I think the bigger thing, if you're looking at the landscape of college football right now, there are four first round byes in the college football playoff. They only go to the four highest rated conference champions. Right now, what you can say that Oregon has done is that they are positioning themselves to have a shot at one of those because everybody else is just eating each other alive.
Yeah. And this is what I said when Oregon beat Ohio State, is they have put themselves to have a chance to be one of the top two teams in the country. If they continue handling business, if they went out between now and the end of the season, they will be in the conversation for one of the top two spots.
And I think that one thing Oregon has done, and I thought Friday night kind of highlighted this, is that Oregon is, they have avoided the stub-your-toe-slip-up games, right? they came out sluggish early in the season, and when your wins are not as impressive as the what people had hoped them to be, meaning you win by 10 against Idaho, you have a close one against Boise State. Mm-hmm. Oregon had offensive line issues that they were rectifying. Since then, they have played like one of the best teams in college football.
Can we, just for my own purposes and maybe some others out there, the four first round byes, like you just said, I believe go to the top four highest ranked conference champions.
Yeah.
Not just the Power Four conference champions.
All of them.
Well, because it could be, could it not be a group of what have you?
Yeah,
champion you, that
well,
pops
I
in.
Mean, right now that would be Boise State,
right?
Is who that would be, but they need to be ranked higher than the Big 12
or the ACC. But it could happen.
It very, say, yes, very well could happen.
Because I've heard people say that no, it's only the Power Four conferences.
Yeah, no. It is the four highest rated conference champions.
That's what I thought. Just wanted to make that clear.
That is why Notre Dame cannot be one of those teams. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Yeah, join a conference, dudes.
Yep. But it does kind of, and right now, it would not be Boise State. Right now, it would be an ACC Big 12 team because they're still there.
But it could happen.
It very easily could happen. And I think this is where you go down the road of do not stub your toe. You've afforded yourself a little bit of leeway because just look around the landscape of college football. It is really hard to go unbeaten. I mean, we talk about it like it's easy, but because every year we have a Georgia, Alabama, or a Clemson, or an Ohio State, or a Michigan that does it, it is so damn hard to do. And we're at entering week 9. There's only 10 teams left in all of college football that are unbeaten.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it from, all right, who are these teams and where are they from? Oregon, Penn State, Miami, Iowa State, BYU, Indiana, Pitt. 7 of them are from Power Four conferences. Okay. 3 of them from the Big Ten.
Yep.
And then you have 2 from the Big 12, 2 from the ACC.
Mm-hmm. What's missing?
It's the SEC.
Mm.
The SEC. Well, and they're going to tell you it's because, well, we all play nothing but good teams, pal. Right. It's really hard to go unbeaten, especially in this era and this landscape, because you look at it and you go,
players have been flattened out across the country.
Yeah.
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 Competition is the most quote unquote equal that it's been.
And this is where the transfer portal, the people that have railed against the transfer portal the most are the ones that have been adversely affected by it. Right. Nick Saban in Alabama. It was because he couldn't stockpile the talent.
Yeah, Kirby Smart.
Yeah. Kirby Smart, it's because you can't stockpile that talent.
Oh, everybody doubted us. Nobody believed in us.
That was a Georgia. Hell of a win. Mm. That was a hell of a win. And you know what? Kirby may not be wrong, but he sounds...
Well, maybe not this week.
Absolutely ludicrous, because with Oregon being number one, by the way, if you don't know the rest of the top 25, Oregon is one, Georgia two. Penn State has jumped up to third. They are 6-0 on the season, and they take the meat of their schedule is still ahead of them with Wisconsin on the road this weekend. Then they have Ohio State at home. So they've got two big ones in a row that they need to figure out before, you know, they start getting anointed. They have a Ohio State Michigan problem. Mm-hmm. They kind of have for a lot of years. Ohio State is fourth. Texas is fifth, with Miami at 6, and then Tennessee, huge win over Alabama, and they are melting down in Tuscaloosa.
That game,
right?
Ooh, they are
gutsy.
They're about ready to lynch Kalen DeBoer, aren't they?
They are 5-2, and it is like the world is crashing down on them.
And their losses are to who?
You hate to see it.
Well, Vanderbilt.
I would say Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
In Tennessee.
It's the state of Tennessee.
The state of Tennessee owns Alabama right now, not
buying,
sitting well.
Buying real estate.
LSU is 8th, Clemson 9th, and Iowa State rounds out the top 10 in college football's top 25 of the AP poll.